Okay, we're joined now by Arizona State head coach Bobby Hurley. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
And we'll open it up for questions now. Star one to ask a question.
And you do have a question from Ben Parker, GoldenBearReport.com.
Hey, Coach. I was just kind of wondering what you're doing to kind of keep your guys focused at this point of the season. You guys had an amazing non-conference, but conference play has been a bit rough for you and not as good as you would have hoped. Just kind of what are you doing to kind of keep your guys kind of focused at this time of year?
Well, I mean, we started three straight on the road, started at Arizona and then the Mountains. So, again, we have five of our last seven at home right now. So that's it's a good feeling to know that we won't be traveling because we've been, you know, we've had a, you know, a heavy dose of road games in conference. I just like the fight that our guys have shown. You know, we've been in every game. We've had chances to win every game we've been in. And, you know, there's still a lot of basketball left to be played in the conference. And, you know, I like, you know, where we're projected still, you know, in terms of, you know, firmly being looked upon on our entire body of work as an NCAA tournament team. So we have to, you know, we got to play that way the rest of the season. We have some, you know, some real stiff competition ahead of us, especially the next 2 weeks.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star one. Your next question is from Steve Mims, the Register Guard.
Yeah, hey, Bobby, wondering, give me an idea what it was like Washington's defense with kind of the changes that Mike's brought in there and what you saw out of them last week on the defensive end in particular.
Yeah, I think they play with great energy. And, you know, they really, you know, their length is good. You know, they get out to shooters. They make secondary effort plays defensively. You know, even when our guards were able to get into the paint, you know, those, you know, their guy like Thibel with his ability to get those steals, you know, for tips from behind and, you know, shot blocks from behind. So it was, it was a very good defensive effort. Never thought that this season we would hold an opponent to 68 points and we wouldn't be on the winning side of that. So it was, you know, very, very good defensive effort.
You talked about kind of looking at the big picture. Have you had to kind of remind your guys of that, hey, let's go back to kind of the things we did early in the year and just kind of keep the eye on the bigger picture rather than the conference standings at this point?
And we just kind of focused on, we looked at the film of the Washington game and saw some of the breakdowns, you know, defensively at the end of the game with Crisp and tried to figure out, you know, how to close those type of games out. You got to make free throws, can't turn the ball over, things of that nature that we looked at. And, you know, I don't think we've been quite the offensive team, the explosive team that we were in the non-conference. So it was great to see us get 88, you know, at Washington State and, you know, have three guys score in the 20s and, you know, just get, you know, really good inside production and see Evans and Holden both play well together. We're going to need a lot more of that, you know, as we go down the stretch type of competition we're about to face.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Hey, Ashley, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Just quickly for me, I'm just curious if you, obviously, talking about the big picture and everything that you guys have accomplished, but as you go for the home stretch here, the regular season, what is going to be the thing that you press the most with your guys as you close out these last seven games heading into the postseason?
Just, you know, kind of leave it all out there. Just, you know, we got seniors and, you know, I want them to go out, you know, playing, you know, the best basketball they're capable of playing down the stretch. You know, we talked about, you know, that, you know, after the Washington game, it was great to see those guys lead us, you know, in a game on the road that we needed and for them to deliver both Evans, you know, in the first half and then, you know, Trey Holder with, particularly his defense and his steals late in the game kind of sealed the game for us. So it was great to see those guys play at that level. And, you know, just have fun and be ourselves. You know, we got to get back to people saying, well, you know, not that we have to go play this team or that team, but you know, hey, you know, you got to go play ASU right now. That's not the best situation. You know, we have to play with that chip on our shoulder and that belief. And I felt like we started to do that in our last game. Hopefully we can continue.
Yeah, just to that point, I guess you have a really good sense of your team. What is your feeling of where your locker room is right now and kind of is that chip there?
I mean, they just my team is stubborn. You know, we're gonna be in games. You know, if you're gonna beat us, then you know you're gonna have to play. You know, you're gonna have to play. You know, a really good basketball game. I think there hasn't been a game, like I said, on our schedule that we haven't had a chance to win inside like the last 2 minutes. So we got to keep doing that. You know, we got to keep putting ourselves in position to win. You know, I'd like to see us play a little better. You know, early in games, especially the first half of games, seemed like we've been chasing teams a little bit too much in conference play. You know, we got to put two really good halves together. But I mean, the guys they believe in what we're doing, and you know, we've beaten enough really high level teams, you know, on the road, on neutrals, at home, to know that you know, we're capable of playing with anybody in the country.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate that.
Yep, no problem.
And again,
okay, that's all we have time for Coach Hurley. Coach, thank you for your time today, and best of luck this week.
Thank you, guys.